Conversation. Hearts.
My name is Abinaba Tangerman. I'm from Holland, from the Netherlands. I grew up in a place called Nijmegen on the east border of the Netherlands, close to Germany. And I went to school there and then I started studying in Amsterdam. And I lived in Amsterdam for many years, and at the moment I'm living in The Hague, in the west coast of Holland. Actually, there is a story about my 1 year experience in Canada as an exchange student. When I was 17 years old, I finished my high school, and I was 1 year younger than most other kids of my class. And instead of going to college or university right away, I decided to use that 1 year to do something special, to travel, some experience of the world, and some really totally different thing. So I decided to go on an exchange program, and I chose the country of Canada. Canada was really, for me, a very beautiful country, and I liked the fact that they spoke English, so I didn't have to learn a new language, to spend much time struggling with a new language. So I went there in 1995, and I was placed in a host family in the beautiful province of British Columbia. I was really lucky with that because you cannot choose your own province. You're just placed somewhere. My host family owned a miniature horse farm. They raised miniature horses, which are like small little ponies. And my host mother had about 25 or 30 small horses, and they all grazed in our backyard. It was actually much larger than a backyard. It was a huge piece of land, which was many, many acres. And on our porch, we had a hot tub. So in the evenings, I would go into the hot tub and watch the stars, and it was beautiful. And I was very, very happy there. And so what actually happened was that during this 1 year, I would attend high school, the last year of high school, and I would spend and I would stay in that family and kind of be integrated into the culture of a Canadian, 18-year-old Canadian with a school family to develop from there. So actually, it was for me, it was a very, very important year. It was one majorly important year about a lot of changes in my life. When I was in Canada, I could choose my own classes. I could choose my own curriculum. I had already graduated in Holland, so I had complete freedom to choose whatever I'd like. So I took classes like photography, I took physical education, outdoor education, and I took acting. And I've never really acted before, and this is the first time I thought, let's give it a try. And acting, I really fell in love with it. It was something, it was a revelation to me. How much fun. I had so much fun acting. And at the end of the year, we put on a huge play by Thornton Wilder. It's called Our Town. It's a beautiful play about a little village and about people growing old in that village, about their lives. And I had a big part as a stage manager. I had a huge amount of text, so I had to study a lot of lines. And the play was a big success. We had 6 evenings, and it was in our local school, and people... It was filled every night. It was filled with people, and people were very enthusiastic. We had great reviews, and for me, that was really brought about a spark. It opened my eyes. I immediately thought, this is what I want to do for the rest of my life. So I decided from that moment on, I wanted to become an actor. And I was actually planning to become a scientist. It was funny, when I finished my high school, I was really planning to study chemistry. I was all set to go. But then when I had this experience, I really felt from deep within, this is what I really want to do, instead of things that maybe... I had no idea what I really wanted. And once I started this acting, it felt deep within, this is what I really want. This is what gives me joy. So when I went back to Holland, I applied for the acting school. And the acting school has a very strict audition round. You have to, there are about a few hundred people that want to apply, that want to go in the acting school, and only about 14 or 15 are selected. So we had to do several rounds of audition, and it was a very exciting time. I had 1 year the time to prepare for that, and in that 1 year I studied theater sciences in the University of Amsterdam while preparing myself for the auditions of the acting school. And it was a very beautiful experience for me because my mother directed me in this. We chose monologues to do for the auditions, and my mother helped me direct. She was like a director to me. So we studied several monologues, and there was a first round, a second round, and a third round. And in the first round, it's just you have to have one little monologue, and you have to present it in front of the teachers of the acting school. Of course, I was a little bit nervous, but it went quite well, and fortunately, a few weeks later, I heard that I've passed that round, so I had to go to the second round. The second round was a lot of... you had to follow a set of classes with them, and they were going to judge how you fit into the class. There were some improvisation things. And fortunately, I also passed that round. And then came the final, last round. And in the final round, you needed to study 2 monologues, and you had to present them in front of 13 people. They were all teachers, but also actors. There were quite some big shots from the theater world, and this was really nerve-wracking because you're sitting with a group of about 13 candidates for that round, and you're all sitting around the same table, and one by one the names are called, and they go and do their thing. So since my last name started with T, I was one of the last ones to go up, so I had to really sit there with sweaty palms for about an hour before it was my turn. And then you could prepare for 5 minutes in a separate room, and then you were called into the main room. And once you get in there, you see this table with 13 pairs of eyes looking at you, completely expecting something great, of course. And I was really trying hard not to become too nervous, and I just concentrated on what I studied to do. And it went very well, and I was actually happy with the performance. And when I came back, I just thought, okay, I tried my best, let's just wait for whatever comes. So then a few weeks later, I get a phone call from my mother, and she says, wow, there's a big package that just landed on our doormat. And she told me, she opened it, and I was accepted for the acting school. So I was overjoyed. I remember I jumped into the air. I was so happy. And that kind of started my time in the acting school. So I spent there 3 years. I had a lot of fun. I learned a lot of things. I was very, very good for me. And at a certain point, I kind of decided it was not the direction I really wanted to go with my life. At that time, I had become involved in spirituality. I started meditating. I started becoming interested in other deeper truths. And I felt that the acting was great. I liked acting a lot, but the world around it was not really compelling to me. I kind of felt it was, it was a world I didn't feel very, very at home in. So at that time, I decided to kind of change my direction to something else instead. But I've always remained in love with acting, and I still really enjoy acting a lot.
Conversation, conversation, conversation. Ah.